It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are kicking off a theme week today.
Oh, really?
Really.
Amazing.
Yeah, so we're going to do a theme week this week on band name origins, because there's a lot of bands that we play that have really weird names.
So, little interesting tidbit. We started doing the Wiki Corner, I don't know, like over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The first one we did was Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, the origins of that name.
Yes.
But that was not a theme week.
That was how it all started.
We didn't even know
what
it was.
That was how this whole wild ride started.
Right. Yeah. So, what are we doing today?
All right. So, today we're talking about ZZ Top.
Okay.
ZZ Top. So, they formed in Houston in 1969, and for 51 years, it consisted of vocalist-guitarist Billy Gibbons, drummer Frank Beard, and bassist-vocalist Dusty Hill prior to his death in 2021. ZZ Top developed a signature sound based on Gibbons' blues style and Hill and Beard's rhythm section. They're known for their live performances, sly and humorous lyrics, and the matching appearances of Gibbons and Hill, who both wore sunglasses, hats, and very long beards. Now, what's ironic is that the drummer, Frank Beard...
Right.
Is the only member of ZZ Top that does not have a beard.
A beard.
Yet his name is Frank Beard.
Was that intentional?
I don't know.
If they have a good sense of humor, that might have been the whole thing. Like, hey,
but
look,
if he's
we'll
behind the
beard.
Drums, you wouldn't really be able to fully appreciate
the beard.
The beard, like the two in the front, right?
Yeah. Well, if he would always be able to, I mean, ZZ Top, I'm the guy without the beard.
Right. Right.
Because the other two are just like, I'm that.
Everyone knows that they're in ZZ Top.
Right.
You can, yeah. So ZZ Top formed after Gibbons' original band disbanded in 1969. The name of the band was Gibbons' idea. The band had a small apartment covered with concert posters, and he noticed that many performers' names used initials. So he particularly noticed B.B. King and blues singer ZZ Hill. And he thought originally about combining the two into ZZ King, but then he thought that was just too similar to their original names.
Right.
So then he figured that King is at the top, which gave him the idea of naming the band ZZ Top.
And there it is.
So
sometimes it's just that simple.
It is, yeah. Within a year, they signed with London Records and released ZZ Top's first album. That's the name of their first album, is ZZ Top's first album.
Is it really?
Yes, in 1971. By the mid-70s, ZZ Top had become renowned in North America for their live act, including the worldwide Texas tour, which was a critical and commercial success. ZZ Top returned in 1979 with a new musical direction and image, with Gibbons and Hill wearing their signature sunglasses and matching chest-length beards. Yeah.
Right.
They established a more mainstream sound and rose to international stardom with their album Eliminator in 1983 and Afterburner in 1985, which integrated influences from new wave, punk, and dance rock. The popularity of the album's music videos, including for Gimme All Your Lovin', Sharp Dressed Man, and Legs, gave them mass exposure on MTV and made them prominent in 1980s pop culture.
They were MTV material,
really.
MTV material. I would put them more VH1, but you're saying MTV.
MTV all the way.
All right.
Their music video for their song Velcro Fly, which was their final top 40 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1986, was choreographed by Paula Abdul.
You're kidding, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so do they do dance moves?
I don't know if it was them that were doing the dance moves or the dancers.
All the dancers
in the video.
Well, that would be.
Yeah, that makes more sense, right?
Yeah, I'm dumb. I got it.
So several of their music videos were in regular rotation on MTV.
Okay.
And they ended up winning a total of 3 MTV Video Music Awards.
Wow.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who
ZZ Top.
Knew? You wouldn't think that at all.
Now, I forgot about this, but ZZ Top played the Super Bowl halftime show in 1997 along with the Blues Brothers and James Brown.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's
such an odd, kind of an odd halftime.
It is. I could
Blues
see
Brothers,
it. Yeah.
But,
all right. I can watch that.
In 2004, ZZ Top was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones gave their induction speech.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. ZZ Top has released 15 albums. Their most recent, called La Futura, was released in September of 2012, and one of the tracks from that album, called Flyin' High, made its world premiere in space when the then-unfinished song was played on board a Soyuz spacecraft during its launch to the International Space Station in June of 2011 at the request of the NASA astronaut Mike Fossum, who was a longtime ZZ Top fan and friend of the band.
But the song was unfinished or just played and then suddenly just stopped?
I guess so.
Okay, just faded out.
In space.
Well, yeah, all right.
Cool.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
Yes. By the time of Hill's death in 2021, ZZ Top had become the longest running band with an unchanged lineup in the history of music.
Wow.
Yeah. Per Hill's wishes, he was replaced by their longtime guitar tech on bass. And ZZ Top has sold an estimated 50 million records, and they're still touring.
They're still touring today.
They're still touring. They're currently on the Elevation Tour with dates scheduled through November this year. And the tour includes stops both in the U.S. and internationally. The closest they'll be to us here in Rochester is Binghamton and Albany in late September.
Couldn't swing Rochester, but they'll do Binghamton.
And Albany.
And Albany. Yeah. All right, that's fine. That's fine. We will not take offense.
That's fine.
You picked out a record to go along with ZZ Top, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play their song, Gimme All Your Lovin'.
Ah, this is from Eliminator, the album.
Okay.
Right. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Couple of Z's and a top from the album Eliminator. So give me all your love. And Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about ZZ Top as the first of our theme week in of band name origins.
You got it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. ZZ Top was the longest running band with an unchanged lineup.
Their name was inspired by concert posters that covered the walls of their apartment.
And ZZ Top's drummer, Frank Beard, is ironically the only member of the band that doesn't have a beard.
And whenever I see somebody, a guy with a long beard, automatically, every time, I think ZZ Top.
Do you?
I think ZZ Top, yeah.
You think, like, with like how long of a beard are we talking?
I don't. Well, if I have to get out the ruler, I'm not doing that. But if it comes down to, like, here, I think ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
You know, right? Especially if they're wearing sunglasses. ZZ Top,
ZZ
guy,
Top
right
all
there.
The way.
All right, here's the deal. If you learned something from today's Wiki Corner, you can text us something you learned about ZZ Top. Text number is 222-4000. Go ahead, do that. You'll be entered to win a gift card to Thai Delish in Cobblestone Court. Mm-hmm. Everybody who does this all week long will be entered every Friday. We're going to be picking a winner, and this Friday they'll win that gift card to Thai Delish. So text us 222-4000. Something you learned today about ZZ Top. Sarah, do you remind us? Folks want to learn more about ZZ Top.
Go.
Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
I have extra words to say every day, and it messes me up. You can also catch us live on Facebook every day at 4:10 as well. See behind the scenes and hear behind the scenes conversations. Plus, you check out YouTube for the archives of the Wiki Corner. Search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's all right there for you to learn. Be sure to like and subscribe when you do so you know we post new material. And that's it. Come back tomorrow, will you please?
Absolutely. Episode 2,
Band Name Origins. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way. Queen, Grover Washington, Roxette. It's all here, plus the legendary Drive at 5 at the top of the hour.